In this latest Advent reflection, Scottish Jesuit priest Father Chris Bowles looks at how we can promote the theme of peace in our lives and those of others as we prepare for the coming of Christmas.
Advent's a very special time of year. It's a preparation time, like Lent, but it doesn't have the rigour of Lent. It's a time to prepare ourselves gently to welcome Christ among us. And since it marks the end of the calendar year, but it's also the start of the church year, maybe it's also a time to take stock. Dare I say, it's even a time to make New Year resolutions. We've all done it, I suppose, made wild resolutions that were going to be impossible to keep. Speaking for myself, I've had some crackers. There was the doomed, I'll never eat chocolate again resolution. And the equally naive, I'm going to go jogging every morning at 6 o'clock resolution. Neither of them very keepable, at least not for me. However, some resolutions are keepable, and in any case, much more appropriate to make. Resolutions that we will pray more, for example, or that we'll do something every day to bring the peace of Christ into the life of another person. For members of the church, this ending and starting of the year is an opportunity to consider some of the deeper issues of our life and of our faith, and in particular, what life is leading us towards. We don't lead aimless lives where this is all there is and when we die is all finished. Not at all. As Christians, we live in the sure hope of a fuller and eternal life. A life after this one, where every tear will be wiped away, a time when we will know God and we will see God face to face. These Advent days really are preparation days in every sense of the word. They're days when the scripture reminds us to prepare a way for the Lord. The prophets Isaiah and John the Baptist do that for us throughout the season in the most striking ways. Listen at Mass and read those prophets very carefully. These December days are also preparation days in the more immediate sense, when we rush around getting ready for the social side of Christmas, buying all our presents, decorating our homes, getting nice food in for when family and other visitors drop by, and so on. These are important things to do as well, because by being well prepared, we celebrate life and love and family and friends. An Advent theme we'd do well to bring into everything we do is the theme of peace. Just look at your Christmas cards. I'll bet you've got a number of them that have the word peace, either on the card or on the greeting. So take the greeting seriously. It's a thing that passes many of us by these days of Advent, yet it's so much the heart of what Advent ought to be. So please, at this ending of an old year and dawning of a new year, take some time for yourself. Greet yourself and treat yourself to a word or to an act of peace.
And that reflection came from Scottish Jesuit priest Chris Bowles.